You know, there's many times, and I'm sure many of our lives, where we know that we should perhaps go to sleep a little bit earlier than we tend to, avoid unhealthy relationships that we're drawn to, eat less, exercise more. Maybe I'm alone in this. But we tend to know what is healthy, though we often end up somewhere else. And eventually, when that good thing that we know we ought to be doing, or bad thing that we know we ought to be avoiding, but the good choice, when it confronts us again, we often, having strayed so far from where we ought to be, react negatively with that opportunity to go to sleep early instead of watching one more episode, or to exercise instead of just sitting on the couch, to not buy the extra carton of ice cream that we probably don't need. But we act with disdain for this, you know, healthy option. There's a connection with today's gospel. The worship and participation with demons was everywhere in the ancient world, even amongst God's people. And while we may not today be at that extreme point, we do see in our culture a trend that rejects God and replaces his worship with something else. In today's gospel reading, we become a witness to the encounter between Christ and a man possessed with demons. Now, this man's possession was the result of his sin. That through choosing to associate with demonic powers, he opened himself up and invited them in. And the resulting life that he lived apart from Christ demonstrated this reality. He wore no clothes. He lived amongst the tombs. He was able to break free of constraints, and at times he was driven into the desert. And when the demons in this man encountered Christ, they responded, "What have you to do with me? Do not torment me." Now, this man is consistently described as a dehumanized human being, that his humanity has been stripped away. For Christ is the perfect example of what it is to become fully human. And so, rejecting Christ and instead partnering with demons strips us of that humanity and distorts and obscures the image of God in us. So when you hear this description, I encourage you not to try to think of, or to try not to think of some other person, perhaps homeless, ill-clad, not in their right mind, but consider your soul. Is it naked of the virtue that it ought to be clothed in? Those virtues of passionlessness, generosity, and hope in Christ? Do I take shelter among the dead things of this world? Anxieties, self-concern, anger, and fear. Rather than sheltering in the life-giving beauty of Christ's resurrection and his mercy and compassion for us. Have I become so self-willed that those constraints of the church, modesty and appetite, entertainment and speech, a rule of prayer and confession, which are for my spiritual health, have these become distasteful to me so that I have cast them off? It's interesting to note that even the demons confess Jesus as the Christ and Son of the Most High God. Probably more readily than I do. But these same demons consider his presence to be a torment. What have you to do with me? Do not torment me. In the garden, Satan tempted Adam and Eve, claiming something better than what God had promised them. And he was not able to deliver. Instead, the result of joining in Satan's rebellion against God for Adam and Eve was separation from God, sin, and death. And so society tries to tempt us with a path apart from God, apart from his church, claiming it'll be better, more enjoyable. There's more life along this other path. And if we're honest with ourselves, many of us are guilty of treating Christianity like a buffet. I like this teaching, but I don't like that one. Maybe I'll sprinkle a little of this understanding that comes from somewhere else. I want this part of my life to be healed, but I like this wound. I'm not ready to be healed there yet. But the outcome of these things are not life, but rather spiritual death. Becoming naked, living among the tombs, absent from our right mind, united not with Christ, but with the demonic powers. But brothers and sisters, I have news that we already know. Christ is victorious and has authority over these same demonic powers. They are sent into the abyss. Do we really want to join with them and go there with them? I hope not. You know, we're given an alternative example on this day in the saints that we celebrate, of what it is to not recoil at the presence of Christ, but to wholeheartedly desire him. Today, we celebrate St. Evercios, the wonder worker and equal to the apostles, who went in during a pagan festival and destroyed many of these pagan idols, their gods. And when three of these crazed demon worshippers came and tried to kill him, instead, he drove the demons from them. And through this miracle that God wrought in his servant, Evercios, 500 came to be baptized to the glory of God. We also celebrate the seven holy youths of Ephesus. The seven sleeping youths, they're sometimes called. These young men also refused to worship the idols. And having retreated to a cave for safety, the emperor found out and sealed them inside that cave. They were forgotten about. And after 200 years, when there was a dispute amongst the people over the resurrection, God called these youths from their long sleep. After 200 years, they came out from that cave, presented themselves as proof of God's authority over death. These saints desired God with their whole heart, to the point that the thought of displacing him was more distasteful than any earthly torment that they might be subjected to, even being carried by your dad. Unless I am perfect, I know that I am in need of bringing my wounded soul to Christ to be healed and made whole, being returned to my right mind, so that like this man who had the demons driven from him, I may too sit at the feet of Jesus in peace. So now, being this man who had been restored to his right mind, no longer despised Christ's presence, but begged to remain with him. As we draw near to the chalice, brothers and sisters, we do so acknowledging our need of this medicine of immortality and desiring to remain with Christ, to have that fullness of life that is only found in him. Amen.